What is a substance? Anything that cannot be broken into further particles by applying any physical processes is called a substance. How do we judge whether milk, ghee, butter, salt, spices, mineral water, or juice that we buy from the market are pure? Pure substance. A pure substance is a homogeneous material with definite, invariable chemical composition and physical and chemical properties. A pure substance consists of only one type of atoms or molecules. On the basis of their chemical composition, pure substances are classified into elements and compounds. Impure substance. Impure substances are mixtures of two or more elements, compounds or both, and they generally have different composition and properties in their different parts. What is a mixture? A mixture contains more than one substance mixed in any random proportion. For example, milk, soil, lemon juice, etc. Mixtures are constituted by more than one kind of pure form of matter known as a substance. A substance cannot be separated into other kinds of matter by any physical process. For example, dissolved sodium chloride can be separated from water by a physical process of evaporation. However, sodium chloride itself is a substance and cannot be separated by physical processes into its chemical constituents. Properties of a mixture. In a mixture, two or more elements or compounds are not chemically combined together. The constituents of a mixture retain their original properties. The constituents of a mixture can be separated by using a physical process such as hand picking, filtration, holding a magnet, etc. There are two types of mixture. One is homogeneous mixture and the second one is heterogeneous mixtures. A mixture which has uniform composition and properties throughout its mass is called a homogeneous mixture. For example, all solutions such as sugar solution, salt solution, etc. A mixture which has a different composition and properties in different parts of their mass is called a heterogeneous mixture. For example, suspension like sand mixed with salt, sugar in oil, and colloids like milk in water. Now, what do you mean by solutions? A homogeneous mixture of two or more substances which are chemically non-reacting, whose composition can be varied within certain limits, is called a solution. Solute. A substance which gets dissolved in a solvent is called a solute. Solvent. A substance in which a solute gets dissolved is called a solvent. Then solution equal to solute plus solvent. How can we calculate the concentration of a solution? The properties of a solution depend upon the nature of the solute and the solvent, and also on the proportion of the dissolved solute. A solution which has a high quantity of solute is said to be a concentrated solution, and a solution which has comparatively lesser quantity of solute is said to be a dilute solution. The concentration of a solution is the amount of solute present in a given amount, either it is in mass or in volume of the solution, or the amount of solute dissolved in a given mass or volume of the solvent. Concentration of the solution is equal to amount of solute divided by amount of solution, or amount of solute divided by amount of solvent. There are two methods of expression concentration of solutions. First, mass by mass percentage of solution equal to mass of solute divided by mass of solution into 100. Second, mass by volume percentage of the solution is equal to mass of solute divided by volume of solution into 100. Now, what do you mean by saturated solution? The solution in which no more amount of solute can be dissolved at a particular temperature is called a saturated solution. There is equilibrium between dissolved and non-dissolved solute. For example, a soda is a saturated solution of carbon dioxide in water. What are unsaturated solution? A solution in which more quantity of solute can be dissolved without raising its temperature is called an unsaturated solution. For example, adding a spoonful of sugar to a cup of hot coffee produces an unsaturated sugar solution. Now, what are the properties of a solution? Properties are as follows. It is homogeneous. The particles are very small, that is less than 10 inverse 9 meter, which is equal to 1 nanometer. Particles are not visible even with a powerful microscope. Entire solution passes through the filter paper. Solute particles do not show Tyndall effect. Particles do not settle due to gravity. Tyndall effect. Tyndall effect can be defined as the scattering of a beam of light by colloidal particles present in a colloidal solution. This effect can be observed when a fine beam of light passes through a small hole in a dark room. This effect occurs due to the scattering of light by particles of dust or smoke present in the air. Tyndall effect can also be observed when sunlight passes through the canopy of a dense forest. In the forest, the mist contains tiny droplets of water which acts as colloidal particles dispersed in the air. Suspensions. A suspension is a heterogeneous mixture of two or more substances. In it, the particles are suspended throughout the solution in bulk and can be easily seen by naked eyes. Here, the particles of the solute do not dissolve in the solution and are rather suspended. Particles of the suspension are large enough to scatter the rays of light and the path of the ray is visible through it. For example, muddy water, chalk water, sand water, etc. What are the different properties of a suspension? Properties are as follows. It is heterogeneous. The particles are larger than 1000 nanometer in diameter. Particles are visible even with naked eyes. Particles cannot pass through the filter paper. They may or may not show Tyndall effect. Particles may settle due to gravity. Colloids. A colloid is a mixture in which one substance microscopically dispersed insoluble or soluble particles is suspended throughout another substance, or the particles of a colloid are uniformly spread throughout the solution. For example, jelly, jam, toothpaste, etc. Dispersed phase. The distributed substance in the solution is called a dispersed phase. Dispersed medium. The medium in which the distributed substance is dispersed is referred to as dispersion medium. Now let us take some example. In case of fog, clouds, mist, these are all aerosol type where dispersed phase is liquid and dispersing medium is gas. In case of smoke, automobile exhaust, these are also aerosol type. Dispersed phase is solid and the dispersing medium is gas. Now in shaving cream, These are foam type where dispersed phase is gas and dispersing medium is the liquid. In milk face cream, these are emulsion type where the dispersed phase is liquid and dispersing medium is also liquid. In milk of magnesia, mud, these are all Zoll type where the dispersed phase is solid and dispersing medium is liquid. In case of foam, rubber, sponge, then pumice, these are all foam type where the dispersing phase is gas and dispersing medium is solid. In jelly, cheese, butter, these are all gel type. Dispersed phase is liquid while dispersing medium is the solid. In case of colored gemstone, milky glass, these are all solid Zoll type where the dispersed phase is solid and the dispersing medium is also solid. Properties of a colloid. It appears to be homogeneous, but actually these are heterogeneous. The particles are 10 to 1000 nanometer, means larger than those of solution. Particles are visible with the help of a microscope. Particles can pass through ordinarily through filter paper. Particles show Tyndall effect. Particles do not settle due to gravity. Physical change. First, physical property of a substance. Properties of a substance such as rigidity, color, fluidity, boiling point, melting point, density and hardness, which we can observe, are called as physical properties. Then what are physical change? When physical properties of a substance change, it is known as a physical change. When we convert a substance from one state to another, such as a solid into liquid or vice versa, it is also a physical change, as only the physical nature of the substance changes without affecting its chemical nature. For example, change of ice into water, stretching of rubber band, etc. The physical properties of water remain the same. Chemical change. Chemical property of a substance. The chemical nature of a substance is known as its chemical property, such as its order or its chemical composition. Now, what are chemical changes? When the chemical properties or chemical composition of a substance gets altered, it is called a chemical change. It is also called as a chemical reaction. For example, burning of paper, cooking of food. What are the differences between physical and chemical change? No new substance is formed in physical change, while a new substance is formed in a chemical change. Physical change is a temporary change, but a chemical change is a permanent change. Physical changes are reversible, while chemical changes are irreversible. Very little heat or light energy is usually absorbed or given out in a physical change, but a lot of heat or light energy is absorbed or given out in a chemical change. Mass of a substance does not alter in a physical change, while mass of a substance does alter in a chemical change. What are the different types of pure substances? Pure substances are classified into two groups, elements and compounds. Again, elements are further classified into three groups. They are metals, non-metals and metalloids. So what are elements? An element can be defined as a basic form of matter which cannot be broken down into simpler substances by any physical or chemical means. What are the characteristics of an element? An element is made up of only a single type of atoms. It is a pure and a homogeneous substance. It has a fixed melting and boiling point. An atom is the smallest particle of an element which takes part in a chemical reaction. An element may chemically react with other elements or compounds. An element can occur in the solid, liquid, or gaseous state. What are compounds? A compound is a pure substance containing two or more than two elements chemically bonded together in a fixed proportion by weight, and which can be decomposed into its constituents, elements, by suitable chemical methods. Characteristics of a compound. Components in a compound are present in a definite proportion. A compound has a homogeneous composition. A compound is made up of one or more atoms of the same or different elements. A compound can be divided into simpler substances by a chemical process. The physical and chemical properties of a compound are completely different from those of its constituents. Differences between mixture and compounds. Mixture can be separated into its constituents by physical process, but compounds can be separated into its constituents by chemical process. Mixture shows the properties of its constituents, while compounds, the properties are entirely different from those of its constituents. In mixtures, energy neither given out nor absorbed in the preparation of a mixture. But in compounds, energy is usually given out or absorbed in the preparation of a compound. In mixture, composition of mixture is variable. But in compounds, composition of a compound is fixed. In mixture, it doesn't have a fixed melting and boiling point. But compounds have fixed melting and boiling point. Elements classification. Elements are classified into three groups. They are the metals, non-metals, and metalloids. Metals. Metals are malleable. This means that metals can be beaten into thin sheets with a hammer. While non-metals are non-malleable and they are brittle. Metals are ductile. This means that metals can be drawn into thin wires, while non-metals are non-ductile. Metals are lustrous or shiny and can be polished. Non-metals are non-lustrous. They are dull in appearance. Metals are good conductor of heat and electricity, while non-metals are poor conductor of heat and electricity. Metals are sonorous, while non-metals are non-sonorous. Metals are usually strong. They have high tensile strength, while non-metals are very soft and they have low tensile strength. Metals generally have high boiling and melting points, while non-metals have comparatively low boiling and melting points. What are metalloids? A metalloid is an element that has properties that are intermediate between those of metals and non-metals. Metalloids can also be called semi-metals. For examples, silicon, boron, arsenic, antimony, germanium, etc.